ما عشت. Severely lengthy hadith, the incident in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that Abdullah bin Amr or Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala, he had mentioned that I swear by Allah, I will fast every day and I will read the Hajjud Salah every night as long as I'm living. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said أنت الذي تقول ذلك. You are the one who has mentioned that, who has taken a promise that he will fast every single day of his life and every single night he will read the entire night the Hajjud. فقلت له قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. He says, may my parents be sacrificed for you يا رسول الله. I did mention that. قال فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك. رسول الله warned him, advised him that you will not be able to do so. In other words, you won't be able to fast every single day of your life. Neither will you be able to read the Hajjud the entire night, every single night of your life. What you should do is fasum wa aftir. That keep one day roza and one day you skip. In other words, we're talking about nafil again. Monday you keep, Tuesday you miss. Wednesday you keep, Thursday you must, in this way. وَنَمْ وَقُمْ. Sleep also at night, then you wake up at night, last part of the night, last third, and then you read your tahajjud. وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. And yes, every month, 3 days you keep fast. And generally the masnoon is 13, 14, 15. So every month keep 3 days fast. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. وَذَلِكَ مِثْتُ صِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. Because you're going to keep 3 days fast every month, and every good deed is multiplied by 10, it is as though then you're keeping for 30 days fast. So you only kept 3 days every month, but you're getting the reward of an entire month. Like this will get the reward for the entire year, and it will be like fasting the entire, your entire life. So simple, Rasulullah showed him that keep fast just 3 days every month. قلت فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك يا رسول الله. So Abdullah bin Amr ibn As رضي الله عنه said, يا رسول الله, I have more ability and capability to do more. 3 days a month is too less for me. I want more. قال فصم يوما وأفطر يومين. Rasul said, okay, keep one day fast and skip 2 days. قلت فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. He says, I am able to do even more than that, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was young. قال فصم يوما وافطر يوما فذلك صيام داود عليه الصلاه والسلام وهو اعدل الصيام. Rasul says that keep one day roza, skip one day roza, that is known as the som, the fasting of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to keep roza like this. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would keep one day fast, one day he would miss, keep the next day roza, then miss the next day. This is the most moderate way of fasting, the most balanced way of fasting. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ. In one narration, this is the best of fast. فَقُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I said, Ya Rasul, I can do even better than that. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Nabi said, nothing better than that. The best is the psalm of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَأَنْ أَكُونَ قَبِلْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ الْأَيَّامِ الَّتِي قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَهْلِي وَمَالِي. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, much later in his life when he grew old, he realized the wisdom and the hikmah of Rasulullah saying, keep only 3 days fast every month. He says, if only I accepted this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be more beloved to me than myself and my family. Because as he grew old, he realized exactly what the wisdom was, because he was unable to keep the roza so easily in old age. وفي رواية, another narration, ألم أخبر أنك تصوم النهار وتقوم الليل. Nabi said, have I not been informed that you're keeping roza every single day of your life and you're reading tahajjud the whole night? فقلت بلى يا رسول الله. Indeed, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال فلا تفعل. Don't do so. صم وأفطر ونم وقم. Keep one day roza, miss one day, sleep at night, wake up at night, and then wake up and read tahajjud. فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your body has a right over you. وَإِنَّ لِعَيْنَيْكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your eyes have a right over you. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your wife has a right over you. If you're keeping roza every day, you won't be able to fulfill her right. You are reading tahajjud whole night, she's waiting, you're not fulfilling her right. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْرِكَ عَلِيكَ حَقًّا You've got mehman, visitors coming, they also have a right. وَإِنَّ بِحَسْبِكَ أَن تَصُومَ فِي كُلِّ شَهْرٍ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ It is sufficient for you to keep every month just 3 days fast. فَإِنَّ لَكَ بِكُلِّ حَسْنَةٍ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا Because every one good you do, you'll be rewarded, it's multiplied 10 times. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ صِيَامُ دَهْرِ That's the fasting of your entire life. فَشَدَّدْتُ فَشُدِّدَ عَلَيَّ He said, I made it difficult upon myself. I insisted, no, I can do better, give me more. And life, then this matter became difficult for me because I accepted this advice and I made it incumbent upon myself not to miss out this, whatever I have taken from Rasulullah now. So when I said I will keep Rosa one day, I will miss one day, instead of just keeping 3 days a month, and I would read tahajjud the whole night, this now became difficult for me. Qultu ya Rasulullah, inni ajidu quwwatan, I've got strength. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I've got the ability. قَالَ سُمْ سُيَامَ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ دَاوُدِ وَلَا تَسِدْ عَلَيْهِ Nabi said, maximum is to keep the fast of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning you keep one day and miss one day. Don't go more than that. قُلْتُ وَمَا كَانَ سُيَامُ دَاوُدِ In this narration, he said, I asked, what exactly is the siyam of Dawood? قَالَ نِصْفُ الدَّهْرِ Nabi said, explain, you keep one day fast, you miss one day. Like that, you'll be keeping 15 days every month. And like in this way, half your life will be keeping roza. فكان عبد الله يقول بعد ما كبر after he became old he began to say يا ليتني قبلت رخصة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم hi when I became old he said how I wish I accepted this concession of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي رواية ألم أخبر أنك تصوم الدهر وتقرأ القرآن كل ليلة the narration says told him is it not so that you're keeping Rosa every single day? And you are reading the entire Quran every single night? Whole Quran every single night. فَقُلْتُ بَلَىٰ He said, indeed, I am doing so. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَمْ أُرِدْ بِذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ I'm only intending good. I want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want maximum reward. That's my purpose. That's my intention. قَالَ فَصُمْ صَوْمَ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ دَاوُودِ Nabi Islam said, keep the fast of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ From all the people, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in his time, he was the greatest abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقْرَئِ الْقُرْآنَ فِي كُلِّ شَهْرٍ And complete one Qur'an per month. In other words, you've got 29, 30 days. So finish the Qur'an khatam in 1 month, not in 1 night. قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكِ He said, I insisted, I can do better. قَالَ فَقْرَأْهُ فِي كُلِّ عِشْرِينَ Then Nabi said, okay, in every 20 days, finish one khatam. قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكِ I can do even more better. See the jazbah that Sahaba had. He had this fervor, this eagerness, willingness to do more and to strive harder. قَالَ فَقْرَأْهُ فِي كُلِّ عَشْرِينَ Nabi said, okay, every 10 days, make one khatam. So every month, you'll be making 3 khatams. قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكِ I can do even better. قَالَ فَقْرَأْهُ فِي كُلِّ سَبْعٍ وَلَا تَزِدْ عَلَى ذَلِكِ Every week, in 7 days, you finish one khatam. Not more than that. In other words, don't finish a khatam before 7 days. Max, you must take 7 days to finish. فَشَدَّدْتُ فَشُدِّدَ عَلَيَّ He said, I was very difficult upon myself. And then later on, I saw the effects of this, that it became difficult upon me. وَقَالَ لِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ Nabi Zama had warned me, and he had advised me, and he said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَذِي لَعَلَّكَ يَطُولُ بِكَ عُمُرٌ You don't know, Abdullah, that you might live for very long, you'll have a very long lifespan, you'll become very old, and then you'll become difficult. قَالَ فَصِرْتُ إِلَى الَّذِي قَالَ لِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ He says, I returned to that age that Rasulullah had cautioned me regarding, in other words, I became very old. فَلَمَّا كَبِرْتُ When I became very old, وَدِدْتُ I desired أني كنت قبلت رخصة نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that I wish I had accepted this concession of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he told me don't exert yourself وفي رواية وإن لولدك عليك حقا one narration says that even your children have a right over you وفي رواية لا صام من صام الأبد ثلاثا Nabi said 3 times that person who keeps every single day roza of his life there's no such roza like that In other words, you won't get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not want you to do so. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أَحَبُ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى صِيَامُ دَاوُدٍ وَأَحَبُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى صَلَاةُ دَاوُدٍ And the Nabi Kareem Sallam mentioned the best of roza fasting is the fasting of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And the best salat is like how Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he proportioned his night and how he read tahajjud at night. In this way, kana yanamu nisfal layl. He would sleep half the night. In other words, 3/6. In other words, he broke the night into six portions. So 3/6, half the night, he would sleep, he would rest. وَيَقُومُ ثُلُوثَهُ Then 1/3, then he would stand up. وَيَنَامُ ثُلُوثَهُ Then 1/6 again, he would relax. وَكَانَ يَسُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْتِرُ يَوْمًا وَلَا يَفِرُّ إِذَا لَاقَى And he would keep one day roza, he would miss one day roza. Whenever he met the enemy in the battlefield, he didn't flee from the battlefield. This was the quality of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. وفي رواية one narration says, قال أنكحني أبي امرأة ذات حسب وكان يتعاهد كنته أي امرأة ولده. He says, Rasul, my father got me married to a woman of very good lineage, very pious, very good woman. And my father was very concerned about his daughter-in-law. And he would go and ask her, فَيَسْأَلُهَا عَنْ بَعْلِهَا He would come and ask his daughter-in-law, how is your husband? How is he treating you? What's his condition? He would keep on asking his daughter-in-law. فَتَقُولُ لَهُ So she would innocently say, نِعْمَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ رَجُلٍ What a wonderful man. لَمْ يَتَأْ لَنَا فِرَاشًا He never sleeps with me at night. وَلَمْ يُفَتِّشْ لَنَا كَنَفًا He hasn't even unveiled me. In other words, I'm still a virgin. He hasn't slept with me, hasn't had any relationship with me منذ أتيناه since I got married to him. فلما طال ذلك عليه when this became a few more longer days and a long time passed, the father could not take it that his son is being so hard on his wife, so he goes and complains to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The father-in-law goes and or the father of the son goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, my son, this is how he is doing to his wife. فَذَكْرَ ذَلِكَ لِلنَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَقَالَ إِلْقِنِي بِهِ Bring your son to me. فَلَقِيتُهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ We met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَقَالَ كَيْفَ تَصُومُ Nabi sallam asked me, how are you fasting? قُلْتُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ I keep roza every single day. قَالَ وَكَيْفَ تَخْتِمُ How much Quran khatam you making? How long you take? قلت كل ليلة every night I'm finishing one ختم وذكر نحو ما سبق and he mentioned exactly what we had mentioned in all the narrations that passed وكان يقرأ على بعض أهله السبوع الذي يقرأه so of course then Rasulullah had mentioned to him and advised him how he should keep the roza how he should read his tahajjud and how he should finish one ختم in seven nights but he says this ختم that should make in seven nights at night he would finish or he would read so much of paras that he finishes in seven nights one whole ختم he says during the day I would go and revise that paras I would read at night by heart in tahajjud, so I don't make a mistake, I don't get stuck. There's no need for me to now to stop my tahajjud and go open the Quran and look for where I've made a mistake. To know my door solid, he says that entire day I would hamrau that paras to some of my family members. So, وَكَانَ يَقْرَأُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَهْلِ السُّبُعَ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُهُ يَعْرِضُهُ مِنَ النَّهَارِ لِيَكُونَ خَفَّ عَلَيْهِ بِاللَّيْلِ During the day, I will go and revise it by some of the family members, by my wife, and then so it becomes easy and lighter upon me at night. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَتَقَوَّى And as he grew very old, and remember he said, I will keep one day roza, and one day I will miss. That's the best of rozas, that's the maximum person can do. That's the fasting of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. But it so happened that, for example, if he had to keep roza on Monday, and he was unable, he was very ill or very weak, he had no strength, so he won't keep Monday. Then Tuesday was a break and Wednesday again he has to keep. So he kept Wednesday and Thursday was supposed to have been a break. But because he did not keep Monday, then he would keep on Thursday. Or if he missed a few days, he would calculate and record how many days wherein he was supposed to fast and he did not fast. Then later on, in those days where he was given off, in other words, not to fast, where he had a break, he would keep roza to cover up for those fasts that he missed during the days where he had made it compulsory upon himself to fast. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَتَقَوَّى Just to get some strength after أَيَّامًا Couple of days he won't fast in a row. وَأَحْصَى And he will record this. وَصَامَ مِثْلَهُنَّ Then he would keep those rozas later on. كَرَاهِيَةَ أَن يَتْرُكَ شِيئًا فَارَقَ عَلِيهِ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم Because he disliked not doing something upon which he had departed from Rasulullah sallam. He took an obligation upon him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me something that I would do the rest of my life. So this hadith teaches us to be balanced And to accept, if we accepted the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then at later in life it would have been easy for him. This is one or two more hadiths to complete this chapter on moderation of worship. Wa nabi ribhin handala ibn Rabi al Usaydi radiyallahu ta'ala al katibi ahadi kutabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam handala radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was one of the scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Qala laqiyani Abu Bakrin, Nabi Kareem." He said, "Abu Bakr radiyallahu met me one day." Faqala, "Kayfa anta ya Handala?" See, Sahaba would meet one another and they would ask, "How are you feeling?" In other words, "What is your spiritual condition? How are you feeling?" So, "Qultu nafaqa Handala." Handala radiyallahu anhu says that I have become a hypocrite. Regarding himself, he says, "I become a munafiq." Qala, "Subhanallah, ma taqul?" Says Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu says, "Subhanallah, what are you saying?" "Qultu نكون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكرنا بالجنة والنار كأننا رأي عين." He says, when we are sitting by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he reminds us and he talks about Jannat and Jahannam in such a level, such a degree, as though we can see Jannat and Jahannam with our own naked eyes. This was the kayfiyat, the feeling and the condition of the iman, that when Rasulullah spoke to them and spoke about the akhirat, it was as though they could see Jannat and Jahannam in front of them. He says, this is my feeling in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ. But when we would depart and go home, عَافَسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالضَيْعَاتِ نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. Then when we interact with our wives, our children, and we go back to our businesses and our work, we forget a lot. In other words, I don't feel this type of feeling that I experienced in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I feel a bit lower. The Sahaba would feel so high all the time, but the slight difference in his kayfiyat and feeling when he left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and when he went back to his dunya, he felt a slight change. For this, he regarded himself to be a hypocrite. Imagine our conditions. So Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu, he heard this. Qala Abu Bakr radhiyallahu ta'ala an, fa wallah. Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu says, Allah's qasam, inna lanalqa mithla hadha. I too feel the same. So he also regarded himself to be a munafiq. فَانْتَلَقْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ حَتَّى دَخَلْنَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. We go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقُلْتُ نَافَقَ حَنْدَلَىٰ. Ya Rasulullah, Handala says, Ya Rasulullah, I became a munafiq. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَا ذَاكَ? Why are you saying that you have become munafiq? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ نَكُونُ عِنْدَكَ تُذَكِّرُنَا بِالنَّارِ وَالْجَنَّةِ كَأَنَّا رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ فَإِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدَكَ عَافَسْتَ الْأَزْوَاجَ وَالْأَوْلَادَ وَالضَّيْعَاتِ نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. He explained to Rasulullah the same thing he explained to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When you're sitting by you, we feel so spiritually strong. When we go home, we feel a bit lower. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, by Allah's qasam, in whose control is my life, I swear by Allah, لَوْ تَدُومُنَ عَلَى مَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدِي. If you continue in the same spiritual level when you reach home, or when you are interacting with your family, you go back to your world, in the same way as you are feeling in my presence, وَفِي الذِّكْرِ, and you remain in that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala of that level, لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَى فُرُوشِكُمْ وَفِي تُرُوقِكُمْ. Then it will be such that the angel will be start shaking hands with you in your homes, and when you go to bed, and even on your pathways, then angels will be coming and making mulaqat with you. Nabi Kareem says, Lakin, oh Handala, this is, you should not be doing that. Don't exert, don't feel like that. You are a human being. Ya Handala, sa'atan wa sa'atan. There's a time when you spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a time when you have to spend with your family, your wife, your children, and your business. So this is the balance Rasulullah showed us. Thalatha marratin, rawahu Muslim. Three times Nabi Kareem some explaining, sa'atan wa sa'atan. You need some time for your ibadah, for your time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time for your tilawat, your dhikr, etc. But you need to spend time with your wives and children also. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب while the Rasulullah was giving khutbah one day, إذ هو برجل قائم. He sees a man standing there out. فسأل عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, why is this man standing? Everybody else is sitting, why is he standing? فقالوا أبو إسرائيل. His name was أبو إسرائيل. نذر, he took a mannat, he took an oath for whatever reason, that if something becomes fulfilled, so he took this oath, أن يقوم في الشمس ولا يقعد, that he will always remain in the sun, in the blazing heat, and he won't sit down. ولا يستظل, he won't take any shade. This is the type of oath he took. ولا يتكلم, and he won't speak to any person. ويصوم, and he'll keep روزة. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مروه when commanding فليتكلم, he must speak. There's no such thing as he takes an oath that he won't speak to any person. وليستظل, there's no such a thing that he must stand in the sun and take an oath that he'll stand in the blazing heat and he won't take any shade. Let him take some shade. وليقعد, what is this that he has to stand? Let him sit down. So he must stop these things that he's doing. Yes. وَلْيُتِمَّ صَوْمَهُ, but as far as his fasting is concerned, there is something within a person's capabilities. So let him complete his fast. رواه البخاري. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, to understand the moderation that Rasulullah has taught us. The Shariat wants us in Sharia. Don't exert ourselves to that level which we become weak, we become sick, and we are unable to then fulfill our faraid and other nawafil. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal and to understand. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله بحمده.